With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, yo, 6 o'clock, that's what I'm talking about. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton, on the Fan, and of course, worldwide on CBS Sports Network. Got a great show for you today. A little day off from baseball, night off from baseball, and now we get cracking. And of course, Yankees, Red Sox is where a lot of the focus will be. The New York Mets come back, of course, against our old pal Dillon G and the Texas Rangers.
If they don't beat Dillon G, man.
Forget about
come
it.
Come on.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy?
All right, man. I'm doing good. A little tired. Watched a hell of a hockey game last night.
2-2. Good series.
2-2, that's right. It's exactly right. And anybody watch that, man, the Nashville fans are insane.
Probably the worst game of the four, right?
The second period was great. The third period was really uneventful. But the interesting thing about all of it and following Twitter and all this other stuff was Charles Barkley's appearance on the in-between period show with Jeremy Roenick and those guys.
Right.
Completely buzzed and saying, oh, this is great. This is so much better than the NBA, and I'm paraphrasing. He's finally caught up. Well, this year's NBA's playoffs have been atrocious. They've been atrocious. Maybe one or two series that were halfway decent, but he's right because the excitement is palatable. And when you are in Nashville and you are in the midst of that craziness, you can't help but become a part of the environment that you're in. So, you know, that was like the story last night throughout the sports world was Charles Barkley talking about hockey and being at that game last night. So that was pretty cool. And then, of course, Dillon G and then the Red Sox-Yankees.
It's really a lot of Red Sox-Yankees.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's it's what I find fascinating right now.
Yeah.
All right, so it's we're here early June, right? Yankees
right.
are in first place, a couple games, playing great. The Red Sox have been playing really well. They've already played in Fenway. The Yankees had no problem playing against the Red Sox. But the way people talk about this series, like to me, and even to me,
it's only June.
It's like Jesus Christmas, give it a break.
It is only June, man. That's all it is.
Not only is only June,
right?
Here's the rhetoric is it goes like this: boy, the things the Yankees are going to have to do to keep pace with the Red Sox. Now they've played 60 games essentially, right?
Yep.
They're ahead of the Red Sox. Now I know a lot of people
what
think
what the Yankees don't have is they don't have Chris Sale.
Yeah, but that's fine. But after 60 games, they're ahead of the Red Sox.
Right.
So why is the rhetoric, well, these are the things the Yankees are going to have to do if they want to keep pace? They're ahead of them. What about the things the Red Sox need to do?
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying because that is the local media rhetoric around the team and all that stuff.
We agree they need another pitcher. Okay,
we all know that. But I would actually go towards what Brian Cashman said.
Yeah.
Look, we got a good team, man.
Right.
Essentially. And we're fun to watch. We're tough to play against. And, you know, we could beat anybody. We're
right.
in this thing.
Now,
so
it doesn't mean they won't improve themselves. Of course they're going to try at the trade deadline. But I'm with you. The Yankees, see, 60 games in, whatever your personal number is, it don't matter. When you've played 60, you have a real good sense of who you are as a team for this year. Is that fair?
Yes.
The Astros are great. We know this. 60 games in, that's the team to beat right now.
Pretty much.
We know also that the New York Yankees are going to be in the mix for the entire summer.
The problem with the Yankees,
we know this.
The problem that the Yankees have is the same problem that the Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Orioles
and
have.
And that is?
They're all in the same division.
Correct,
and they
sir.
All have to play each other, and they're all going to be knocking each other off left and right.
Meaning it's going to be very hard for any one of those teams, Yankees included, to have an 8, 9, 10 game lead.
Which one of these teams is going to be left standing at the end of the season? That's what I want to know. And most likely, one of those teams will also be a wild card team.
I would probably lean in that direction as well. But it's almost as if it's almost as if everyone got kind of caught with their pants down about the Yankees this year.
Yep.
And now that they're, what are they, 32-22, so it's 54 games, 10 games over 500, it's almost like we still don't want to believe that it's true. So rather than not believe it, we're going to come up with some cockamamie reasoning with the Yankees, blah, 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 blah.
You know, the amazing
just
thing is...
just enjoy the fact, man, the 10 over.
The amazing thing right now, the Yankees are probably the third best overall team in baseball behind Houston, Washington.
Yeah, all right, I buy that.
Washington's 8-2 in their last 10, too. I mean, every time I pick up the paper, every time I look at one of their box scores, bam, they win.
I would buy that.
They win, and they just keep winning. So the question for Washington, you know, are they going to be another playoff team that's going to be a one-and-done team?
I mean, you start thinking that way already,
I mean,
huh?
If this team isn't in the World Series this year, I don't know what it's going
to
take to
You'd
get
have to
the
think
Series.
That Washington right now is by
they
far the favorite to be the National League.
They have
right.
to be.
But and they're not going to have to play a wild card game either, so they'll be locked and loaded. You're right. Meanwhile, the New York Mets, if you want to do the same comparison, listen, it's ugly. And I don't know how it's going to get any better. As you said, you know, Dylan Gee against them tonight, you got to be that guy, right? Yeah. They're 7 games under 500. They're sitting there with the Atlanta Braves. They're now behind Pittsburgh. And frankly, it's a joke. So the question is, the tale of two cities is that, can the Yankees maintain where they're at and make sure they stay right there in the mix? And the flip side is, can the New York Mets somehow go on an 8-2 run and try to close the gap
a
little
bit? The amazing thing about what's going on here is that the Yankees got off to an unbelievable start. And now the last, 15, 16 games have been around 500.
Yeah, right around there.
They've been hanging around. But because of that start is because, you know, is how they find themselves the second best overall record in the American League.
Right.
I would just say that he knows, Brian Cashman knows, he's going to have to get a starting pitcher. They'll get Chapman back. They'll put the Betances back where he belongs. And they'll be just as strong, I would tell you, in a month from now than they are today. If not stronger, because of the return, I would like to think, of Chapman and maybe acquiring somebody at the trade deadline. Now, here's the thing about tonight for the Yankees. It is Tanaka.
And it's a major deal for Tanaka.
It is. Every time he steps on the mound right now, it is a major deal. His ERA is 6.34.
It's ugly. It's the worst of any ace, quote unquote, star. You know, number one.
He's
pitcher.
Not the ace right now. He is the worst starting pitcher on the Yankees.
Yeah, I think you have Severino right now, who's been killing it. I mean, everyone else is doing better than him.
He has given up 6+ runs, right?
Yep.
4 times to 11 starts.
Yep.
He's allowed 14 home runs, 22 of all of last season.
And the East owns him.
And versus the AL East, he's 2-3, 7.67 ERA.
Yeah, listen, I don't know what the expectations anymore, but it is a Tuesday, and when you get a Tanaka Tuesday, you're almost always guaranteed to get a W, whether it's because of him or not. What's amazing is that he pitched his ass off against Oakland Memorial Day weekend, went 8 innings and didn't get the win, and then came back 5 days later and it was brutal Jones.
Well, Oakland happens.
It was just embarrassing.
Oakland happens to be one of the worst offensive teams.
I know, but
baseball.
Still, I mean, you go 8 innings.
The Red Sox are an offensive juggernaut. You know what I'm saying? We did. This will be a really, really big test.
Well, we're going to find out tonight. Meanwhile, while we're going to wait and see what's cooking with baseball tonight, there's a couple of things that we should get to, Boomer. You know, sometimes everything in the world just works out the way it's supposed to work out.
Okay.
Doesn't always happen. But sometimes things work out the way they're supposed to work out, and you smile. And you go, you know what? That's how it's supposed to be.
All right, what sport are we talking
about? It's
supposed
to rain in April and you get flowers in May.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about football for just a moment.
All right. So some
just
things
one moment
are
here.
Going to turn out the way they're supposed
sometimes,
to.
Sometimes, Boomer, things turn out the way they're supposed to turn out. And everybody smiles a small little smile. And then you might even sing a song while walking down the street. Have you ever caught yourself just whistling for no reason? Have you ever started, you know, out loud singing a tune for no reason and caught yourself with some pleasant embarrassment of, oh, I was singing out loud? Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever walked down have you ever walked down a street in Tribeca since we worked down here and sung zippity doo da, zippity a, my oh my, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming our way. Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-ay.
Yeah, that's what I got. Oh, sorry, I had that yesterday.
Well, here's the deal.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
No, not really. And the reason for that is because of the Holland Tunnel traffic.
Fair enough. I did yesterday. I saw a little news flash.
And plus, they're ripping up Varick Street over there.
It is what it is,
I
Booms.
Mean, they're ripping everything up around down
it
here.
It don't matter to me.
It's a very annoying time right now.
Not for me.
It's annoying.
And I live there, but not for me.
How is it annoying?
It's not annoying to me.
Annoying.
You guys get annoyed by silly things.
Annoyed.
Well, yesterday was a fantastic day.
All right, why was yesterday
zippity
a fantastic day?
Zippity-ay. I'll tell you what. Yesterday, things worked out the way they are supposed to work out in sports.
Yep.
All right? Now, there's a guy. I'm going to tell you a guy's name. You have to let me finish the whole story, okay? Many of you have never heard the name Austin Davis. Many of you have no idea who Austin Davis is. Austin Davis is my main man.
You're a main man.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Austin Davis, you may now know, was signed to a contract by the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
Austin Davis is a quarterback.
Yep.
The Seattle Seahawks decided to sign Austin Davis instead of Colin Kaepernick. He still does not have a job. Zippity doo da, zippity yay.
Jesus God.
Oh my, what a wonderful day. Colin Kaepernick is unemployed. Zippity doo da, zippity yay.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to go there or not. I don't know.
It's fantastic.
I mean, you know, Pete Carroll said that Colin Kaepernick should be a starter in this league, not a backup.
Starter? Yeah, he can play. Maybe he'll play on a flag football team, and they'll start one of them, like, three-on-three leagues that Ice Cube's got going on.
I'm just telling you what Pete Carroll said. That's all.
Fantastic. So, in any event, Boomer and Carton on the
Fan. But you know what really chaps me more than anything, though?
There's another thing?
There is another thing.
I got
thing.
Things
it has
to
nothing
get
to do with Colin Kaepernick.
Go right ahead.
It has something to do with the New York Giant wide receiver trying to make a team.
Lewis with got pulled over, smelled like the weed, and was drinking the whole bit, right? It's a good way not to be in the NFL.
I mean, you know what? This kid has got every opportunity. He's getting a chance of a lifetime. And, you know, maybe he'll be the fourth or fifth wide receiver. You never know. Maybe he'll turn into the next Victor Cruz. But these kids are just not thinking, man. And, you know, look, not only him. I mean, Derek Fisher, the same thing. I mean, from Tiger Woods to Derek Fisher to Lewis, I mean, I don't know what. I have no idea what this guy is thinking.
Right.
I mean, this is the guy that went on the boat trip ride last year with the wide receivers and all that other stuff. This kid was undrafted. You know, when you're undrafted, man, you gotta stay straight and narrow. You gotta be spot on in practice. You can't be late. You can't be getting pulled over like this. You can't be getting arrested like
right.
this. And I know it happens all across the league. It's just so frustrating that these kids do this to themselves.
Right.
And I don't know
they
why.
Do.
I mean, I don't get it. I understand they're kids and they're going to do things and it's not always going to be the brightest thing in the world to do. But it's so disappointing because the NFL goes to unbelievably great lengths to tell them. Don't
what to do,
do
and
this.
What not to do.
Don't do that. I got to go. I'm
right.
gonna be,
they
I'm,
even
you know,
provide transportation for free.
Don't do it over and over and over and
right.
over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
And then over some more. And then some more they tell them. And then they say, here's a car service. Do whatever you want. You don't have to pay for it. And yet they still freaking do it.
Yep. Well, listen, it's called young and stupid is what it is.
Well, there's old and stupid, too, because Derek Fisher's, you know, he's old enough to know not to do it.
He flipped
his
car.
He almost killed his girlfriend, for God's sake.
Almost killed himself as well. So there's that. And then,
I mean, what are you doing, man?
Well, he's being stupid. But you're right. For a guy that's not guaranteed being in the NFL, it sounds pretty stupid, right?
Be interesting to see what the
Giants do. Now you're a guy that can't be trusted.
It'd be interesting to see what the Giants do here. Really.
Honestly. As far as cutting him or not?
You know what? This is a guy that obviously, you know, showed you something and everything else. And yeah, okay, he'll get another chance somewhere else. But I you know, it's like, you know what? You can't stand for this crap.
You can cut him right now if you want. Right? Now, they didn't do that, but you could certainly have the ability to if they want to.
A lot of teams have been doing that. A lot of teams have been saying, you know,
sure
you got to goodbye.
Meanwhile, just to finish a thought from yesterday, then we'll give you some phone numbers and get ready to take your calls. As everyone's all pumped up for the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium tonight, Pomerantz against Tanaka. We delved into that. And Al's going to be mad at me for bringing this up. At some point, I think there needs to be, I don't know what you even call it, but a story arc in which if we bring a story up on this show, I was thinking about this yesterday, and that story does not have a natural conclusion, whether it be on the air or in the news, I think it's our duty to maintain a bit of a connection to that storyline until there's some type of resolution of the story. Is that fair?
Okay, yeah.
Because you talk about an issue, and maybe it's a really important issue, and then if you just leave it on the curb and you never get back to the audience has no idea.
Well,
whatever happened to that story?
It's kind of like talking about Tiger and wondering whether or not he was under the influence of alcohol, and then he came out and he said he wasn't under the influence of alcohol, and then everybody kind of scoffed and laughed at
right.
that, and blah, 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 blah. And then the next day it came out, the police basically told you what the situation was. They put the video cam out there. You saw it for yourself. You know exactly what he was dealing with.
Right.
And he did not lie. There was no alcohol involved, but yet still he got behind the wheel of a car under the influence of something.
Right.
And maybe it is pain pills. Maybe it was by accident. Maybe he woke up in the middle of the night and just decided to go in the car. Who knows, right?
Right.
So at least we know what the story arc there was, because there was...
And had a conclusion.
There was a finality to it.
Right. We saw the video. He did get a breathalyzer. He tested 0.0. And now the rest of it's just public humiliation and scorn. But you know the whole... You don't know how it started, why he got in the car. But outside of that, you know how the story ends, right?
Well, we know that natural conclusion. We kind of know what he was on. And we know that he's going to be dealing with legalities here moving
right.
forward.
Right. So the other story, though, in which... It's out there like a big matzo ball, but there's no, but then it just stops, and the ball is just hanging in front of your face, and you're like, now what do I do with it? And that's the alleged racist painting on LeBron James's driveway gate. I'm telling you, Boomer, every day that goes by is another day I don't think it ever happened.
Well, I think the LAPD could easily confirm or deny or tell you what exactly is going on. Right?
Every day that goes by
and
is another day.
As long as they sit on it and say nothing, it's going to warrant more and more questions as to whether or not something like this happened.
Every day that goes by is another day that I do not believe it happened.
Okay.
Which is frankly quite sad to me, but that's the reality of that. So we got lots cooking today. I think we have a couple very special announcements about our very special broadcast from a very special place. The Grand Central Terminal coming up on June 22nd.
Are you going?
I haven't decided if I'm going per se yet.
Okay.
But Mark came in to, he tried to grease the wheels this morning.
Oh, did he offer you more money?
Yeah, they offered me money.
Yeah.
No, they've asked me to help them produce the show. They've also asked me to help them produce these commercials we're going to be filming for CBS Sports Network. And I said to Mark, I go, at what point do you actually hire producers to produce, right? For example, CBS Sports Network wants you and I, well, they came to me, but they would have gone to you had they thought of it, to book Ralph Macchio for this commercial shoot we're doing. And my reaction was the same as Al's. Yeah, that's how we act. And I go, look, love Ralph, dear friend. I said, but if they want to book Ralph Macchio, they should call him. Right?
Well, what are we doing?
I have no idea.
Why are we doing something with Ralph Macchio?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
Why don't
we just call Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, boom, I don't know what
we're doing. Why don't we call Mark Roberge? Why don't we call Bob Poldin? Why don't we call Constantine Maroukalis? Why don't we call Phil Sims? Why don't we call Chris Sims? Why don't we call, I don't know, Rick DiPietro?
No, I got a better one. Why don't they call someone?
Yeah, okay, that'd be nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if you're producing it, then you call the people. Why am I calling him? Because he's going to want to get paid to do something.
Your talent.
What am I doing? Oh, Ralph, the CBS, what are they paying me? And then I got to negotiate a deal. I don't want to do that.
Your talent.
Whatever it is. And the worst part is I've gone down this road before
yes.
of trying to be a good guy.
Then don't do it.
And help them, do things.
Yes.
And every single time it backfires. And I'm not talking about CBS Sports Network. I'm talking about just the collection of executives here that, that I don't know what they do. I'm very confused by
that.
We are filming some commercials.
You know what? I'm actually just glad everybody just left me alone.
Yeah, it's funny. When it comes to important stuff, they all go right to Boomer. Oh, Boomer, Boomer, Boomer. When it comes to these things like, can you get Ralph Macchio? They come to me, right? Any shot?
Yeah, I don't know why
that
is.
Do you know the Foo Fighters? Could you call them for us? Oh, no. All that crap, right?
I got you, yeah.
In any event.
Well, you're a mover and a shaker.
No, not even. You notice how nothing's gotten done.
Aren't you like in the top 100?
I'm very, very popular in that regard.
Right, yes.
Yes, that's great. I got to put that on my resume. Number two.
Number two.
Yeah. Hey, what's better than number two?
Well, we have a two out on the team already, so we can't call you two.
True. All right. Boomer and Carton on the fan. We got all your calls. I just want to get a sense. Tonight's a Tuesday. You think you get 40,000 at the stadium tonight or no?
Yes.
I do too.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's going to be a cold night.
Yeah, but I think.
The rivalry is rekindled.
I think it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think there'll be a lot of people in the stadium tonight. And I think Yankees Red Sox, from this point on, I think will be very, very interesting, entertaining, exciting. And I do think you have a packed stadium.
I know one thing. If Tanaka doesn't pitch well, he is going to get roasted.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.